and Russian President Vladimir Putin's stance were constants in the debates.
We will continue to provide Ukraine with security assistance, not to encourage war, but to allow Ukraine to defend itself. Let me be clear. We do not believe there is a military solution in Ukraine. But President Putin has to make a simple, stark choice. Get out of Ukraine or face continued isolation and growing economic costs at home.
Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko took questions from the floor. He ruled out accepting any change to territorial lines enshrined in the Minsk agreement.
We need to have election, political dialogue, closing the border, withdraw all the foreign troops, immediately release of the hostages, and all other things, which is a very significant and important component of the peace plan.
Away from the conference, French President François Hollande, who had discussed a peace plan with Vladimir Putin on Friday, said in a visit to Toul the stakes could not be higher. If we don't manage to find, not a compromise, but a lasting peace accord, well, we are perfectly aware of the scenario. It has a name, and that is war.
Il s'appelle la guerre.
But the tempo of diplomacy with Moscow has not dipped. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, François Hollande, Petro Poroshenko and Vladimir Putin are all scheduled to resume talks by phone on Sunday.